Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each and every week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Well, we continue our national FFA convention coverage on a more local level as we check in at the Royalton FFA. Olivia Pica and some other FFA teammates made their way to Indianapolis last week. And Olivia herself now graduated from Royalton, but they had a chance to qualify last year at state to advance to nationals this year when it came to the dairy quality team. So Olivia Pica of Royalton joining us this morning. And Olivia rewinds a bit and talks about her introduction to the FFA at Royalton High School.
Yeah, so I first joined in eighth grade. I kind of joined because my older brothers were big into it, and my dad was in high school. My dad went to Stock Rapids, but we went to Royalton, and I just thought it was kind of cool, and we were able to sign up for a CDE, which is a career development event, and me and my best friend wanted to do floriculture because her mom owns the flower shop in Royalton, but that team just happened to be full, so we saw milk quality on there, and I knew that my dad had done it in high school, and he said it was fun. You could just try a bunch of rotten milk and try cheeses and stuff, so we signed up for it, and we kind of stuck with it, and we ended up winning our state competition last year as seniors, so we got to win ourselves a trip to the national convention to compete there this year.
I mentioned to Olivia, if rewinding back to last year at state competition, did you have some high expectations?
Yeah, we kind of did. We worked our butts off. We studied a lot, and we had a lot of different... We went to farms and practiced. We had so many practices all the time, but I think the year before COVID, the 2019 convention, we took third. So that was kind of cool. We got to go on stage. We didn't think we'd do that good. And then the following year, we didn't have a convention because of COVID. We kind of had high expectations, and then the convention got canceled just a month before. So we were kind of bummed out, but then we did it the next year. And we ended up taking second in the state, but it was all online, so it was kind of not as fun. But then, yeah, last year we had high hopes, and we managed to do it, so that was really cool.
So Olivia and her Royalton FFA classmates made their way to Indianapolis. She talks about what that experience was like last week at the national convention.
It was a really awesome experience. It was kind of fun doing, you know, my last kind of high school thing, but it was fun. The people that we did it with, the competition was a lot more challenging than any region competition or state competition that we've done. We had like a team activity, which we've never done before. Said that some states do it and some states don't, but because there's so many kids who do milk quality, Minnesota doesn't have a team activity, so we got to kind of work, problem solve, and work together and figure out. We'd look at somatic cell counts and standard plate counts and PIC counts on this farm, and then we had to kind of get a presentation together and kind of figure out what was going on the farm and what was wrong.
I asked Olivia to describe how things go at the national convention. Is it kind of head-to-head or everybody against each other or different rounds of competition, and how things are assessed and scored? And she gave us some details on that.
Yeah, you're just graded all together. So we had 37 states that were competing, so not every state had a team from milk quality, but we even had a team from Puerto Rico, so that was kind of cool.
Pica says they just found out how they did at the national convention just a few days ago.
When we were there the day after we competed, they kind of announced the top four teams announced the top four in no particular order, and then they got to go on stage at convention, and they all received a gold status. So there was, you know, the top third get gold, the middle get silver recognition, and then the bottom half get bronze. So as a team, we found out that we took silver, and then they gave us all our gold, silver, and individual rankings in bronze, and one of our team members took bronze, another one took silver, and then myself and Joseph took gold.
Olivia Pica from the Royalton FFA joining us this morning, and she did mention Puerto Rico, and I mentioned that has to be one of the bright spots in meeting different people from different states all at one place.
Right. The thing about FFA is, you know, it says our state on our, you know, on the back of our jacket, so it's kind of cool being surrounded by people from South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and getting to talk to them and hearing their accents and them thinking that we have a funny accent. It was just really cool to meet new people and get that experience.
Olivia Pica from the Royalton FFA talking about their national FFA experience. And Olivia mentioned what she's up to as she graduated last year, now off to college and pursuing her career.
I'm going to college at Central Lakes College in Brainerd for nursing. I actually got the day off school today and work, so I'm hauling bales for my dad and brother.
Olivia says her family farms as well.
Yep, we have two chicken barns, and then we feed out steers.
And finally, with it being deer hunting weekend, Olivia says, well, she's had good luck in recent years and looking to possibly get a big buck once again this year.
I mean, I hope so, but we'll find out.
Olivia Pica from the Royalton FFA talking about her national FFA experience along with the Royalton FFA and their members traveling last week to Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention. Also, coverage of this year brought to you by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Your report this morning brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.